April 6th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My children, I have delivered you from many troubles and woes. You continue your earthly journey only by my command. Take stock of where you are and ask me what is the best way to serve me for the remainder of your life on earth." Most do not see the passage of time as my gift to them. These are the ones who live only for themselves and not for me. It is I who choose the perfect time for each soul to stand before my Son in judgment. Since you never know when the hour of your judgment is, the wise man lives as though each breath is his last. Change the focus of your existence to love of me first and your neighbor second. If governments and politicians would live in this way, what a great and positive change would take place in the world. Forms of entertainment would no longer be a threat to salvation. Sin would be seen as sin and avoided at all costs. There would be no more unforgiveness in hearts. All hearts would be focused on pleasing me by obeying my commandments. So it is I come to you to remind you of your real purpose in life and to call you to conversion of heart. Take heed and appreciate every present moment which is given towards your own salvation. A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 8 through 12. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.